I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois General Assembly voted to end the practice of suspending driver's licenses for non-moving violations like unpaid parking tickets. Backers include conservative and liberal groups. They say the current system makes it harder to get to work, earn money, and pay off debts. The legislation passed with a large bipartisan majority, but was opposed by State Representative Tom Morrison, a Republican from Palatine.
I felt that the bill was too broad. For example, it repealed suspension due to motor fuel theft. And I think that there does have to be a consequence for the accumulation of those offenses.
The legislation now goes to Governor J.B. Pritzker, whose office says he is reviewing the measure. If Pritzker signs the bill, it would take effect July 1st of next year. In other news, a plan to ease the Illinois teacher shortage is making it more difficult for school paraprofessionals to get licensed. Peter Medlin has more.
Paraprofessionals support teachers in the classroom, and they provide one-on-one support to students. This summer, a new law ended the basic skills test requirement to help quell the teacher shortage, but it also inadvertently eliminated one of the pathways for paraprofessionals to get licensed. Emily Fox is the director of the Educator Effectiveness Department at the Illinois State Board of Education.
We estimate that the unintended consequence potentially is preventing about 1,000 paraprofessionals from joining the field between now and the end of the calendar year.
When the state eliminated the basic skills test, it actually stopped accepting an array of licensing tests used by both teachers and paraprofessionals. So lawmakers are working on another plan to reinstate a competency test. In the meantime, educators are still working on how to better recruit paraprofessionals and teachers to fight the shortage. I'm Peter Medlin.
Illinois' congressional delegation is backing Governor Pritzker's appeal to FEMA to reverse its decision to deny aid to individual flood victims. The agency in September determined the flooding 22 counties sustained along the Mississippi and Illinois rivers was not severe enough to warrant individual assistance. The Southern Illinoisan reports a letter signed by Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth and the state's 18 representatives urges FEMA to reconsider its decision. The letter points out close to 1,700 homes and businesses sustained major damage due to the flood. The federal government did approve the state's request for public assistance. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. With two fatal shootings in the span of a week, the Carbondale Police Department says it's working to deal with the uptick in violence. Sergeant Doug Wilson says the department will be stepping up its police presence both on foot and in squad cars across the city. Wilson says this weekend's shootings were not random acts, but between acquaintances. In the early morning hours of Friday, a 16-year-old Ziegler resident died as a result of a shooting. Then shortly before 1:30 on Sunday morning, police responded to another shooting. Carbondale police are asking anyone with information about those shootings to call 457-3200. Students would get 2 hours away from school in order to vote under legislation that was approved last week in the Illinois General Assembly. Brian Mackey has more.
The two-hour voting break already applies to people who work in Illinois. This legislation would extend the practice to voting-age students. State Representative Nicholas Smith, a Democrat from Chicago, says his legislation is about promoting civic participation.
The kids get out of school to go to the zoo. They get out of school to go to a football game. Why can't they get out of school to vote?
Students would be allowed to exercise their right on or up to 15 days before a primary or general election. Republicans generally oppose the measure, saying students had plenty of time to vote outside of school hours. Schools would be able to set the times students are allowed to leave. I'm Brian Mackey.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.